Blog Talk Radio.
But even under the new Common Core, even if they said 3 times 4 was 11, if they were able to explain their reasoning and explain how they came up with their answer really in words and in oral explanations, and they showed it in the picture, but they just got the final number wrong, we're really more focusing on the how and the way
we're going to be correcting them.
Oh, absolutely, right? Absolutely. We want our students to compute correctly, but the emphasis is really moving more towards the explanation and the how and the why, and can I really talk through the procedures that I went through to get this answer, and not just knowing that it's 12, but why is it 12? How do I know that?
501 C4 law that people think is confusing. No, that the folks did not know how to implement.
Okay.
Because it basically says...
So you're saying
if
there was no corruption there at all? No.
That's not what I'm saying. That's actually...
No, but I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader
of
the country.
Absolutely.
You're saying no corruption.
No.
None.
No. There were some boneheaded decisions.
Boneheaded
out
decisions.
Of a
but
local
no
office.
Mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidge.
I like pie.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Now. You feel that?
Program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? Call the captain directly at 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right, we have got a lot to get through today, and I never shut the hell up, so God knows how much we're going to get through today. I got a couple of things that I didn't get through yesterday that I got to try to get through today. God only knows if we'll get anywhere close to it. But in any event, there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift this jib and get this damn ship underway. Those are makeshift colors. We are officially underway and heading out to sea. All right. We're going to talk today about Common Core. Now, the more you listen to anything about Common Core, the more you learn and the more you are just stymied. And I, compared to the experts out there, am a dummy. But I know enough to know that it is bad, it is wrong. It is not helping anybody, certainly isn't helping the students, therefore not helping society, and they're doing this deliberately. They want a certain chosen few to be at the, up at the top, the crust, and all the filling is down below. All the crust gets the sunshine. Well, down below, well, it gets darkness. Well, without the crust, well, the filling can, well, once again feel the sunshine. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the government in this case is the crust. The upper echelon. And yes, corporations. If you think for one second the government is not in bed with corporations, they may come out and make these speeches about, oh, how corporations are so evil. You think Obama's not in bed with Wall Street? Are you kidding me? Please. Government, this whole web, This whole web of government is just far too big, and there's far too many spiders in it. And they're all poisonous. Now, shy from stripping everybody away would basically be a coup, which we don't want, don't need. This responsibility, this job that we have, and when I mean we as the voter. This is our job. We have to take control. And if we don't, we deserve what we get. Virginia, hey, look. I know there was a lot of you that stood up, but, you know, there wasn't enough. Maybe you could have picked up, you know, one other person, brought him to the poll booth. Who knows? Maybe you could have reminded somebody. Mama, you didn't remind your son? He's 19. You think a 19-year-old really gives a damn about voting? No, they don't. I did when I turned 18, absolutely. I was like, yeah, I get a vote. I've always wanted to vote, and I've voted ever since. Well, there was two times that I didn't, because when I first moved to New York, I forgot to register, thinking that I was already registered. Why I was thinking that, I don't know. But then the next time I was working and I couldn't vote. That was the 2000 election with Bush and Gore. I got home. I drove a cab. We started at 6 o'clock in the morning. And when you get some jackass that's got to go to the airport and he gets lost and his plane comes in late and you're got to circle the damn airport for friggin' ever, it's a goddamn disaster. So anyway, I get back and, of course, the traffic. I don't know if you've ever been on the Van Wyck, but oh, jeez. And then in a snowstorm, I got stuck in the damn snowstorm on the frickin' Van Wyck. Oh, my God. I had to pick up one person at Kennedy, and then I had to cross that stupid Van Wyck. Never been on it before. I hate driving. Freaking dark. It was snowing. You get on that, it's just, oh, my God. It's not that long of a stretch, but what it is, it's just a parking lot. Then it's snowing, and it just keeps building up. I finally got home on that one. But when I got home with the election, I think I got home, it was after 9. I had a late a call at the airport, and there was nothing I could do. I had to work. I thought maybe I could make it home on time, but no, I didn't. But, you know, I made a pretty good chunk of coin, but I get home, you think it would be done, and I was listening to some stuff on the radio, but I had a lot of work to do, and I really couldn't listen, and the stupid passengers were talking, oh, God, don't talk to me. But I had good passengers. I liked them. I helped them out. I liked them. They were good peeps. You know what I mean? They were just good people. Good cab stand. Driving a cab was fun. Except for the big car accident I got into. Big giant tow truck. Guy was talking on his little cell phone or text messaging his little girlfriend. God only knows what he was doing. I'm stopped at a stoplight coming right over the hill, right over that, not a hill, but like a little bump kind of area. Right across from the Green Acres Mall, parked there, just doop-de-doop-de-doo. I just happened to look up at my mirror, and I went, oh, my God, and ka-friggin-boom. After that, it was lights out, man. I don't remember getting out of the car at all. I don't remember hardly anything. And I had to go on stage that night. I knew I had a concussion because I could feel it. I felt intoxicated. I knew I had something. I hit pretty hard. My knees, my head, everything. I was a mess. The next day, I mean, Jesus, God. I mean, I could feel my blood moving through my veins, and it hurt. The hair hurt. Oh, jeez. Breathing hurt. The air going through my nostrils and into my lungs was hurting. But anyway, getting back to the original whole point of this discussion today is this Common Core. Well, now they've got high costs with it, and states are starting to go, hey, wait a minute here. This Common Core thing, yeah, we can't seem to make it mathematically work. You think? Anything that the Democrats design never mathematically works. So why do we keep doing it? I don't know. And that's what I'm trying to get. The point is, this is our responsibility. We have to take charge. And what I mean by that is we've got, first of all, we've got to get candidates. Period. Not only do we have to vet the candidates that volunteer, but we've got to go out and we've got to search for candidates. We've got to put the best candidates up there. If we don't have the best candidates up there, we are not doing our job. And once we get the best candidates up there, know them a little bit, we vet them, we make damn sure that they're the ones, and then we challenge these people. There's no excuse to be afraid to challenge Nancy Pelosi. You put her in a debate, my God, the woman's an idiot. I'm sorry, but she's a dummy. A dumb human being. There's no excuse for her stupidity unless it's deliberate. And if it's deliberate, then it's deceitful, and it's dishonest, and it's corrupt, and it's wrong, and it needs to go. Either way, either she's a complete just moron, or she's deliberate. Either way is wrong. But getting back to this high cost of Common Core, and states are starting to, well, rethink the education standards. And I'm thinking to myself, well, here they're concerned that it's too expensive, not that it's a bad program, which we're going to try to get into today. It has nothing to do that it's a huge, you know, just a disaster. It is government overtake to the nth degree, beyond that, whatever that is. The millionth nth degree, whatever, gazillionth nth degree, whatever the hell it is. Do it in your own mind. But not that it's a bad program, but that it's too expensive. See, it all boils down to money. Not whether people are actually getting, that's why Obamacare is going to fail, because it mathematically doesn't compute, duh. I mean, we were only told, you know, we only told you this since what, 2007? Hello? Actually, we have told you this, well, for about 100 years. But, I mean, what are you going to do? My throat's killing me. We lost last night. Damn it. We had a good show. The audience laughed. They laughed in different places than they normally did. If we played Saturday with the crowd that we had Saturday, we would definitely won, hands down. But nevertheless, that's fine. We had no anticipations of going even to the semifinals. We were just, you know, a lot of us haven't been on stage in a while. It was great. It was fun. Got on stage in front of a crowd. We had good crowds. You know, it's nice to get that feedback from the audience when they're laughing at you. You're acting like a damn fool. It's fun, you know. But last night, they were kind of a tough crowd. But, you know, that's all right. We had fun. We had a great time. I'm perfectly content, and we all were. It was a good cast, too. It was a good script. One of the ladies, a good friend of mine, acted with her. Her son wrote it. It's funny. It's a good script. But anyway, we lost. My throat is gone now. So if we went to the finals, I don't know if I'd have a voice by then, which is Friday. And I never shut up, so I can never give my goddamn voice a rest. So there's that. So in any way, not that it's a bad program, but that it's too expensive. You know, and here I'm thinking to myself, don't we hear this from the liberals all the time, that there's no such thing as too expensive when it comes to education, especially when they're running, you know, a campaign against a Republican? How dare you deny these innocent little children from learning? Huh? You're not learning with Common Core. You're being programmed with Common Core. Indoctrination, programmed, it's the same thing. It's what that's what it is. But in today's high-tech world of high-tech lingo, which I don't understand a lot of that stupid computer talk, and it just sounds stupid, and I don't like listening to it. But in any event, getting back to where we are, the federally backed Standards Initiative, first proposed by the nation's governors, you know, there's some stuff on that, and I was trying to find that again, exactly what the hell that is. It really wasn't so much, they're using saying it was the Governors Association that started it when it kind of really wasn't, and they're using that to get away with it. Of course, it's the government. You know, this government just lies too often and too much. And the problem is the American people know the truth, but they're not doing anything about it. I mean, they're looking at this president, speech after speech, every time he opens up his fat yap, he's lying. And people just gobble it up. How? How do you do that? Knowing somebody that is just blatantly lying to you, how do you accept that? I can't. And why should you? Look, this is our government. Yeah, do they have to lie? Yeah, I'm sure that they do. There's reasons for a lot of things. But it's what you lie, why you lie, when you lie, how many times you lie. Like Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, NSA, stimulus package, this Common Core, Obamacare. How many lies do you think were told just in Obamacare alone? I wonder if there's a way to even calculate it. I mean, you'd have to my Lord. And we just accept it. Oh, well, Obama, he's such a nice guy. Oh, yeah. Well, so what? I don't care if he's nice. I don't care if he's a jerk. That has nothing to do with it, his stupid personality. His policies. I mean, I don't understand how people can't figure this stuff out. How do they not see it? I see it. Seems rather, I don't know, evident to me. But, I mean, that's just me. That's just me. So this first proposed by the nation's governors and educators association, which is kind of bunk. So don't believe it. Do some research. I do know that it was done through the stimulus package. And how it was done through the stimulus package was they got all these cash-strapped states and, oh, we don't have any money for education because of all of our representatives and senators and friends and whatnot. Well, they got all the money and they got brand new boats and cars and coats and hats and all kinds of homes and planes and whatnot. So we have no more money for the people. And it's all the Republicans' fault. So we need to raise taxes. No, you need to spend your money wisely. And you won't be cash strapped. But do Democrats spend their money wisely? No. Do Republicans spend money wisely? They used to, but do they now? No. Paul Ryan, dude, what happened, man? And Romney, if you run again, Paul Ryan, no. Get me. I'd love to be your vice president, hell. Wouldn't have to be in charge of anything. I could come out. I could be your, you know, I could be your best cheerleader, man. Just you need a speech about something? Fine. I'll give you a damn speech. Absolutely. But in any event, we need somebody. And we need somebody quick. But we can't have them too early because, you know, the Democrats are just going to destroy them. But Mitt Romney, you got, what more? First of all, there's nothing there. That's number one. There's very little there. And what is there is only painted in the picture that they want to, the colors that they want to use. Not all of the colors. They just give you the colors that they want you to see. She rode a horse because she has MS. Well, first of all, there's a lot of people that don't have MS and that are not filthy, stinking rich that have horses. Yes, are horses expensive? Yes. Are people that do have horses and ride horses that aren't filthy, stinking rich? So, I don't understand that whole hoopla. Because she rode a horse means she's filthy, stinking rich, which means that they're out of touch with society. Hi. First of all, you think even Obama could even ride a horse? No. What difference does it make? And then the guy has a garage. Well, you know what? You know, an elevator. You know, I've known people that have had elevators in their garages and they built their own pits. I mean, it's not, you know, common every house on the block, but there are people that do have them and they're not filthy, stupid, stinking rich. And if I was filthy, stupid, stinking rich and I had too many cars and I had to put them on elevators, okay, fine. I think it'd be kind of cool making an elevator. Move your car up and down. You got the money? What the hell? What good is it just sitting in the bank? Spend the damn thing. It's money. Spend it. The more people spend, this is what they don't understand, the more people are spending their money buying stuff, well, that builds an economy. More people are buying things, well, that's what builds the economy. I don't understand the philosophy behind liberalism and progressivism, why they do not understand just simple basic mathematics. And that's all this is. And now they're finding out these states, wait a minute, this is too expensive. We can't make it work. Well, duh. Oh, you want to hire teachers, do you? Well, see, you know, this is what gets people elected, because the teachers' unions. So they get the teachers' unions all moist and gooey. They get themselves all riled up, and they get their little bases all riled up, and yes, we can. So they win that, you know, they get everybody, you know, elected and this and that. All right, let me get, I'm trying to finish this. I go off on all these tangents. And I can't stop. There's so much to talk about this stupid Common Core. I mean, you can't shut up. I mean, I haven't even read the first sentence of this goddamn article, and I've been talking for, what, almost 30 minutes now. The federally backed standards initiative, first proposed by the nation's governors. That's where I went off. Anyway, what I'm trying to get at, they flash this money here. Oh, you want to hire teachers? You want to hire this? You want to get money for your thing? You want to get reelected? Well, here's the dough. But you got to sign here. But what am I signing? Don't worry about it. To be determined. Well, after they signed it and they realized, And then, of course, you had the people that were touting it. Oh, Common Core. Like that dingbat we heard at the very beginning. I don't. Speaking of which, I don't know what the hell happened with that I Like Pie thing. How the hell that got in here? I don't know what's going on with this producer sometimes. I don't know if he comes drunk in the morning. I'm just hacking on him. That was my fault. But it was his fault for putting it in there. So it's half false. But it doesn't matter. Anyway. The Governors Association, that initiative, there's something there. I got to figure that out. I can't remember what the hell it was, but it really wasn't that. They're using that to, you know, progress their name, why people haven't. I mean, there are people that have. Politics is just, oh, my God. People lie, and then they let people lie. For why? I don't know. Because if they spill the beans on them, then these people are going to spill the beans on them doing something else, so they can't. Everybody's all in bed with everybody, Republican, Democrat, the whole smash. That's why it's up to us. We've got to change that. We're the only ones that can. They can't, and they won't. It's up to us. We get our candidates. We get the best candidates we can. We challenge everybody, and we fight. Every fight. Do not leave a fight unfought. Period. You can't. We can't afford it. We got to fight every fight. I'm sorry. I know that, you know, you're going to have to, you know, get off the couch, put down the Cheetos. You're going to have to turn off Matlock. Turn your computer off. Get off that goddamn Facebook and that stupid Twitter. No more tweets. Get your ass out there. Find a candidate, and if you can't find one, then it's you. Sign your name up. Take responsibility. This is your country. It's our country. But if we want to fix it, we're the only ones that can. The government cannot fix it. The government will not fix it. If they can get away with it, why would they? We got a few that would like to. I do believe that there are a lot of people out there that would like to. Well, those are the people that we need in Congress. We can't have any more of these bully tactics anymore. Harry Reid, you want to talk about a bully. And when old Dum Dum Pelosi was in there, look, that was bully tactics, how they passed the stimulus, the health care, all of it. This Common Core. So the governor signed on to it, sight unseen. Teachers were saying, oh, no. Excuse me for that. I think I'm getting sick. I really do. I hate this. But not even the teachers. They don't really want anything to do with it. And they're liberal. So we've at least got a little bit of something like that. A lot of states now, I mean, there was 45 states that signed on to it, plus D.C. And there's a lot of states that are signed on to it that just simply can't afford it. Well, of course you can't afford it. Look, if it's a government program, immediately you cannot afford it. I mean, when they can spend $677 million to build one website and have 3 years to get it completed and it's still not built. And what makes it even more disturbing, that with all the errors, or what they call glitches, well, there's a part of this program or whatever that can, well, fix these so-called errors. Well, that part hasn't been built yet, completed, if it's even been started. So all of the errors that are in it, well, that's why they're having difficulties while repairing these glitches. Well, we got another story in here today. If I can ever shut up and get through this first one, we can learn about that time here, but you can't help it. There's so many things going on with this liberalism, progressivism, all this whatever ism you want to call it. There's just too much. So 45 states plus a District of Columbia have signed on with some implementing curriculum designed for the Common Core Standards Initiative. during the current school year, and the rest set to take part in the next school year. But several states are reconsidering their participation, and for one big reason, the friggin' cost. Why would governors sign on to something sight unseen? Why would you do that to your state? If you're up for re-election, you should be fired. You should lose your re-election just for signing on for that. I'm sorry, governors, but no, you can't do that. That's stupid. If you manage your money wisely, you don't need to do that. States will spend up to an estimated $10 billion up front. Up front. Here's your $10 billion that they don't have. Then as much as $800 million per year. So $10 billion up front. And almost $1 billion a year. So you know that $800 million per year, that's not going to be $800 million. $800 million per year for the first 7 years. Yeah, I'm sure. But the controversial program is up and running. Much of the cost is on new Common Core-aligned textbooks, meaning that's where all of the new indoctrination is, the new history books. Oh, I'm sure there's all kinds of good, juicy history in there. The Democrats, well, they freed the slaves. The Republicans were, you know, they formed the KKK. I'm sure you're going to have things like that. There's a long history of racism in the Democratic Party, but the Republicans get all the blame for it. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, but the Republican Party was formed on the basis of civil rights. They were the abolitionists. That war was fought to free the slaves. Lincoln was a Republican. Then after the war, in a reaction to the Republican Reconstruction Acts, which were, if you really want to get down to it, I mean, in today's standards, they were very harsh. But they were harsh on both sides with each other, which we don't need to do that anymore. America does not need to fight another civil war. That's ridiculous. But in reaction to the Republican Reconstruction Act, what started out as more like a fraternity of sorts, so I've heard, I mean, there's a lot of different stories, but what I've all that I've read, you know, it started out getting together, yada, yada, yada. Then it escalated into, well, much more violent than the person who organized it and got it started. So he got out. But their first targets were not the blacks. They were another vigilante group, and there were literally thousands, hundreds of vigilante groups all over the South. They did not want that war to end. And yeah, I mean, all through history, several pockets of, what the hell, not Jesse James. Why can't I think of the guy's name now? Well, I think Jesse James, yeah, a lot of that was. There was a little bit of that in there too, but their targets were Republicans. The white Republicans. I mean, it escalated to the blacks, yeah, but their first targets were not. And white Republicans were attacked, murdered in the streets, their wives and their children raped, houses burned. But in any event, we get all the blame for racism. I just, you know what? Using that word, racism, and using all these big, you know, words of hate. I mean, you're ruining for the person who is really discriminated against because of real racism, not because somebody didn't get a job because they have no qualifications. And they walk in with their drawers down to their knees, their skivvies hanging out, bouncing around, got rings and pins and all kinds of metal objects in, all over your face, and tattoos and weird color hairs. I mean, you just look like a total freak. Well, you know, you may not fit in certain every business. There are certain businesses that you would fit right in. I'm just sick of that word, unless it's real. I mean, you cry wolf, what happens? Well, people, they turn it off. They turn it off. They don't want to hear it. Well, we've heard this same song and dance routine so many times. Turn the channel. Someone comes up and they're really being discriminated against. Well, nobody sees it. Save those kinds of words, the hates, the racists, the homophobes, misogynists, and I hate that stupid word. A misogynist? I mean, where does that word even come from? What the hell? I mean, that's a stupid word. Hate women. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. I just don't get, what does that mean? You hate women. I don't understand what that even means. But to a liberal, it just means you're a hater. Well, because you don't believe a woman should have her vagina scraped out and have her baby pulled out piece by piece, and if it's still living, have a pair of scissors jammed in the back of its neck and have the government pay for it. That's right. You want that to be done? You've got to pay for that out of your own pocket. You got your stupid Roe versus Wade. You got all the way through the Supreme Court. It's been settled law since the freaking 70s. Stop fighting the goddamn war. You won. Shut up. Go out and have your goddamn abortions then. And shut up. I'm tired of listening to it. My God. This stupid phony war on women, that doesn't even make any sense. And the very people they claim have this so-called war on women are made up mostly of women. So that even doubles the just nonsense. Which, if you possibly could, but they have. They're a Democrat. They can do it. Much of the cost is on new Common Core aligned, I don't really call them textbooks. I don't know what the hell you call them. Indoctrination books, indoctrination guidelines. These are the rules. But added the expenses also include teacher training. Yeah, you got to teach the teachers how to be stupid or stupider. In far too many cases, I should say. Technology upgrades, testing and assessment. Assessment? See, they make it so you can just, the figures are taking states by surprise. Really? It's a fair amount of money, given a lot of states signed up without any cost analysis. Well, that's what they get. Look, I don't feel sorry for these governors that signed on to this. Screw you. Hey, look, you're going to do something like that to your state, you don't deserve to be governor of that state. I really don't give a damn. I don't want to hear your stupid excuses. I don't want to hear it. There needs to be 45 governors who just lost their job. Theodore Rebarber, CEO and founder of the nonprofit Accountability Works, which sanctioned the study on projected costs of Common Core. Just looking at the cost aspect, it was not focused at the time, so a lot of jurisdictions did not realize what would occur down the road. How about thinking before you sign on for something? What do you think? I mean, it's not like, you work in the government. You should know that the government has a very, well, horrible track record of getting anything completed with any kind of success. Yes, the government should be there to do, you know, great things for the country. Everybody. There are certain things the government should not be getting involved in. Education is number one. Look what happens. But now you want to give the government, now you want to give them more power for your health care now. Oh, just let them have single payer. Oh, yeah, well, they can't handle this. They can't even get 7 million people on a website. They don't have anywhere close. And they can't even handle that. Much less they can't handle the 50 million that didn't have insurance, which was this whole takeover of insurance. That's why this whole thing was even started. So what makes you think that they can't even get 7 million, much less handle 7 million? What makes you think they can handle 325 million or whatever the number is? Hello? They can't. Don't give them the opportunity to screw you anymore. That's another part of our problem. We are opening ourselves up. See? Drive that Mack truck right on in. Here I am. Got my hands around my ankles. Drive it on in, boys. Womp, womp. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they're doing. And we're voting for more of it. Every time you go to the voting booth, you're voting for another Mack truck up your butt. Think about it. Doesn't it start to hurt after a while? Doesn't it start to sting? Knowing that you know full well it could be better, but it ain't. It's okay to admit that you made a mistake. You voted for the wrong candidate. It's okay. So what? Don't admit it to your friends and your neighbors and your boss and your stupid college professors or anybody. It's nobody else's goddamn business who you voted for. You've got to do this to yourself. You've got to tell yourself, okay, I screwed up. Don't tell anybody else because it's none of their goddamn business. It's your business. Admit it, I screwed up. So what? Now I can fix it. The next time I go to the voting booth, I'm going to vote more responsibly. To tell anybody? But you do have to tell yourself. That's what you have to do. You have to tell yourself. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, where the hell are we on this story? Where are we? Oh, a 2012 study by the Thomas B. Fordham Institute, institutes, called Putting a Price Tag on the Common Core. How much will smart implementation cost? Oh, God. You know, with these people with these titles, you know, when they get a book, and they got these titles that go on for like, dude, you know, the goddamn title is like the first chapter of your book. Jesus, come on. Stop with the excessively long, stupid titles. It's irritating. Anyway, I'm sure this guy is probably putting this whole institute and this whole Price of Common Core. I'm sure it's got the good information. I'm just saying, just excessively long titles irritate me. And since this is my blog, I can talk about whatever the hell I want. If long titles don't bother you, that's fine. I don't look down upon you because you like long titles. We may disagree, but we're still Americans and we can still be friends. No matter how big of an idiot you are. So anyway, back. Found that the cost for implementing Common Core will vary. Of course, everything varies. Don't you love that word, varies? Well, it depends on, you know, who kisses the most ass gets the most coin. Mm-hmm. I was going to use another word other than coin. It didn't rhyme, had no spelling, nothing, but I used coin so you can, you know, so I didn't get in trouble for cussing on the air like I have before. And I do. I got a filthy mouth. I'm a sailor. What do you want from me? In any event, putting a price tag on the Common Core, how much will smart implementation cost, found that the cost for implementing this stupid Common Core will vary, depending on how much a state buys in. Well, the study detailed three levels of implementation, a bare-bones rollout plan. Oh, I can only imagine what that bare-bones rollout plan is. I mean, what are all these stupid name plans, the bronze plan, the silver plan? So here you got these people, they're thinking, okay, I finally get some health care, and they got all the gold and the platinum, and here you're stuck down here with the goddamn, you know, the bronze, you know. Like, what? I mean, this is just, you know, this is tin. I'll take the, you know, the tin package. Jesus, God. Enough with, you know, you're not impressing me by these stupid names. I don't get impressed by it. I can see right through it. It's bogus. It's BS. People are smart enough to can see right through it. You're not impressing anybody. You're lying, and we're letting you get away with it. Why do we do this? God, I mean, I don't know. But we got to stop. And it's up to us. God, I love grog in the morning. A bare-bones rollout plan, a business-as-usual traditional plan. I mean, just business as usual. I mean, yeah, give me more of that, please. I'll take, you know, some business as usual, please. Oh, yes, I love it. And a hybrid or a balanced implementation, combining the most and the least expensive elements. I mean, how, why are people, I mean, who comes up with these ideas and these so-called plans? Why are these people working in government? Seriously, these are people that should not be working in government. I don't care how smart their little piece of paper with their little college degree on it says that they are. I see that as, I see this stuff as either devious or just incompetent. Either way, unacceptable. Look, there's nothing wrong with freedom. And there's nothing wrong with the government staying the hell out of people's lives. You don't need that much power. What are you going to gain? Huh? Why is it so important for you to have power? Power over what? You're not there for power. You're there for, well, a job, to run the government, run the country. And if there's no laws that need to be making, you don't need to be making laws. I'm sorry, but if there's, if the machine is working fine, you don't have to break it and try to fix it to make it better. It doesn't make any sense. We can't afford it anymore. Look, we're well over $17 trillion in debt, fast approaching 20. We can't afford this. And I'm sick and tired of hearing this goddamn excuse of, well, it doesn't matter if we keep borrowing money. It's not going to ruin our sovereignty. You think? Really? Yes, it will. I don't buy that. Not for 1 second. And I'm certainly not interested in testing it to find out if it really can or can't. It makes no sense. We got no business going in debt the way we're going in debt. I'm sorry. Any person with half a broken wet noodle for a brain can see this. It's always the so-called intelligent that can't, which tells me that nobody could be that stupid, so it's got to be devious. It's got to be deliberate. Education officials in Maryland estimate a report last month that it will require $100 million to upgrade computers statewide to support the testing that is the centerpiece of Common Core. $100 million to upgrade computers. You know, that number seems just a little bit high. But that's me. That's me. That's just me. Georgia and California are also finding that costs are too high to implement Common Core, with the latter estimated to spend approximately $35 million per year, or about $30 per student in testing costs alone. How do these people, why are these people in charge if they can't manage any better than this? I'm sorry. Why are these people in office if they cannot manage any better than this? I'm sorry. I just honestly, God, don't get it. They think they've got this, you know, endless purse. They just go out and start buying willy-nilly. They have no plan. You can't run the government without a plan. You can't run anything. You need a plan. You plan it out. Okay. This is all the money that we got. Boom. We find out what works, what doesn't. Boom, boom, boom. Start putting everything down in place. And you find out, wait a minute. $100 million to upgrade computers. I think we can whittle that down.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We can start by firing you for coming up with a stupid idea. We'll save all kinds of money there. The study by Accountability Works, the Maryland-based nonprofit education advocacy group, estimated that the schools nationwide will need $6.87 billion, with a big fat friggin' B, dollars for technology. $6.87 billion for technology. $5.26 billion with a big fat friggin' B dollars for professional development. God almighty, what the hell that could possibly mean is absolutely endless. Professional development, you know what that is? That's hiring those that have already been pre-programmed. And those that aren't programmed yet, that they find that they can program them, so they pay them off, they program them, that's their professional development. Before they can program the students, they must first program the teachers and the principals. $2.4 billion for textbooks. And $1.24 billion for assessment testing over the first 7 years that Common Core is in effect. $2.47 billion for rewritten history books, math books that tell you that it, well, see, math is now a consensus. It's not so much that, you know, what the answer is, but how you arrived. Well, you took the most backward-ass friggin' route to get there. No wonder you didn't get the goddamn answer right. If you can't do this, some of this stuff in your friggin' head, man, just get rid of it. Give it to science. Somebody's got brain cancer, might want to use that brain. I mean, if you're not going to use it. But Common Core advocates, which, I mean, these people are just, if you are a Common Core advocate, just that you would come out and admit it. That's a person I just simply, I'm sorry, but I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear anything you got to say. Nothing. You may be the nicest person in the world. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. But I got to avoid you. Like the plague. Enough is enough of this stuff. I mean, I hate to use the word enemy, because we're Americans. We're not enemies of each other. Sometimes we are our own enemy, yeah, but I don't like to use that word enemy when it has to do with Americans. Even though you're an idiot, you're stupid, you're corrupt, you're deceitful, you're a thug, you're a thief, you're a bully, but I don't like to use that word enemy. But opponent, I guess you might say, whatever. But you know damn good and well that these books, these math books, these history books, I mean, some of this, let me see where some of this stuff is. Let me open up some of this stuff. I know I've got some other stuff to play, too. I'll get to it if I can ever shut up. But with their curriculum, now here's another thing, and you know, they don't talk about this in the papers and the news, but this is what they do. The media won't cover this stuff because that means, well, they'd have to actually do something, and then they're going to expose somebody, and then they're going to lose their job, and they don't want to do it, so they keep their mouth shut. That's not a responsible media. That's not a reporter. That's somebody that should not be in the business. And that's up to us. We've got to decide, hey, look, I mean, if these people aren't going to be telling us the truth, we're not going to read your stupid goddamn papers anymore. We're not going to watch your stupid goddamn televisions. We're not going to listen to you anymore. We're not going to pay attention to you anymore. I mean, why sit there and listen to stupidity? You know it's not true. Why are we listening to it? Why do we keep putting up with it? I don't know. I have no idea. But they have, well, here's what really scares me. I mean, yes, the curriculum is just off the charts. Stupid. The first graders are trying to get these kids to be social engineers and how to combat. That's what it's all about. They're teaching six-year-olds. Not about persuading somebody to your side with the facts, but to just simply win the argument. Because and if you look at a liberal when they argue, it has not, they're arguing everything but the actual argument. And in their mind, they think they win. What are they winning? Nothing. First of all, the other person never got a chance to speak. Second of all, you were talking about everything but the goddamn argument. They don't know the argument. They can't win on the issues. Never have been, never will be. Not with that kind of mindset. They never will be able to. But they've got this big data mining center in Utah. Well, going along with this Common Core, what they're doing to your students is they're data mining. They're collecting all kinds of data, and they have this on a record on your child, and it's supposed to go until the student turns 20. So wherever you go, they're going to be adding more information. God only knows who's inputting that information along the way. They don't like you, they can add all kinds of stuff in there. And if they do like you, oh, they can make you, oh, can make all these bad things go away. First of all, we don't need to be collecting that kind of information on your children anyway. And here's what they collect. There's over 400 data points. Here's just a few. Health histories. None of the school's goddamn business. Unless it's like, a peanut allergy or this kind of allergy or that kind of this or that. Income of family. Why is that important? Why does that matter? Well, if you're rich, you're filthy, stinking rich, you've got to be a Republican, you've got to be the enemy, so... You know, we'll target you with, well, we've got several agencies that can target you, the IRS, the EPA. voting status of the family. Why is that important? Anyone? Well, they've got to find out. If you're a Republican, well, we've got a few agencies that have got to come knocking on your door. This is what this is all about. They're trying to mold, and this is where the comparisons of the Nazis, and there have been Nazis since far before Nazis were even thought of. I'm using the word Nazi in a generic term so you know what I'm talking about. They're tyrannies. It's tyranny. It's all it is. They try to warp and frame and shape the minds of all of the subjects. So they all think in one way. That way they've got the government has the power and control over them. And if you get a person that strays out of that freedom or strays out of that area that they're not supposed to be, and actually exercise their freedom, which they don't have, well, there's all sorts of things that they can do to punish you. And if you are a repeated felon, well, yeah, you'll find your, conditions rather unsavory. Is that the kind of country we need to live in? We've got to persecute our political foes? Well, I'm sorry, but when I talk impeachment, that's not persecuting our political foe. That's stopping the bleeding. Look, our jugular vein is cut, man, and we're bleeding. We got to sew the son of a bitch up, and we got to sew it up quick. And the only way to do it is to set an example, and we got to cut it off right at the top, the bleeding. Look. The buck stops with the president. Sorry, but it does. It has to. He's allowed this to fester. He's allowed this to grow. Whether it was by him directly coming out of his mouth or not, he's allowed it to grow. That's just as guilty. Just like with Benghazi. If you allow the enemy to attack or allow the enemy to continue to attack, I'm sorry, but that's a treasonous offense. I'm sorry. I don't care what it says in any goddamn law book. I care what it says in my book. And my book says that's treasonous activity, and I'm not afraid to say it. Not afraid to use the word that's appropriate. It's appropriate. Blood types. Okay, I can understand, some health histories and blood types. They keep a file in the nurse's office or whatever. You're a hemophiliac, you're this, you're that, okay. You spend a lot of time in school, so I don't have really too much of a problem with that. But the family income, the voting status, whether you were premature birth or not, what does that matter? Really, seriously, does that matter? Birthmarks? Birthmarks are important?
Well, of course, case child gets general loss.
Bus stop arrival times, they need to know this information? Extracurricular activities they need to know? Well, they've got to know. Are they into sports? Are they into music? Art? What are you students? What do they like? Well, see, if the Democrats don't, the liberals, the progressives, whatever you want to call it, if they don't like what, these certain extracurricular activities that they do outside of school, well, there's certain agencies that, got to come knocking on the door. All to intimidate. See, that's what the whole Constitution was, to eliminate. That's why it was written. That's what the Bill of Rights are for. They all agreed that they needed a Bill of Rights, but they couldn't agree on exactly which ones were going to make it and which ones weren't. Took them a few years, but they finally got it. I thought they did a pretty good job myself. I'm just saying. And for the states that didn't go along with this Common Core, well, see, their standards had to remain the same. But for those states that did take that little Common Core money, the little bait is what it was, bait, well, their standards are lowered. How is that helpful? And what is the connection between that? So if they lower the standards, that means, oh, well, look, we're our
job is better. Our kids are learning.
No, you just got lower standards. 80% and better is not an A. I mean, I'm just saying. 40% is not a passing grade. Just saying. Don't lower the standards to the level of the students. Raise the students to the level of the standards, for Christ's sakes. But some of these standards are just, I mean, the Common Core, it's not, it's confusing. I mean, most people can't figure it out. Their math that they do is ridiculous. There's no excuse for it. They're trying to confuse the students to make them stupid. That's what it's all about. But they get a passing grade so they can move on. Let the next, you know, let the next grade deal with them. Let the next teacher deal with them. Let the next school deal with them. And then when they're done with school, let society deal with them. Well, I'm sick and tired of dealing with these nitwits. Anybody under the age of 35 is a manufactured idiot. I'm sick and tired of trying to have conversations with these people. It's like it's almost goddamn impossible. The cost of implementing these new assessments will vary state by state and school by school, depending on the technology needed to build the infrastructure to give the assessments. That being said, the technology schools need to give the assessments is also critical tool educators need to ensure all students are prepared for college and career. Well, how the hell can you prepare for college and career? Look, if you a lot of this stuff, you have to do a lot of information on your own, man. I mean, it sucks. It does. It sucks. It sucks. It sucks. We shouldn't have to screw around with this stupid Common Core and going out and learning it. We shouldn't have to. It shouldn't even be. But it is. And you have to keep up on this stuff. The government will slip in anything that they want to. And they've slipped in a lot of stuff. And they do it all the time, and we allow them to get away with it. It's time for us to start slipping in our stuff. And that's by voting these bastards out. We need to start taking charge of our government. It's ours. It's not theirs. This government is ours. We the people, for Christ's sakes. We the people. Not we the government. We the people. Not we the government. Not we the law enforcement. Not we the EPA. We the people. Let's see, I've got some stuff here. So they take this stimulus package. I got some more other stuff in here. I'm trying to find it. But in the meantime, I mean, the stimulus package, how they did it, they flashed this money over there. You want to hire teachers? You want to get this? Fine, here we are. GE is given $18 million to Common Core. That Bill Gates, he's given gazillions of dollars, him and his wife. Don't tell me for one second that this government is not involved with Wall Street and with corporations. Progressivism is corporations, but they talk about, they're not talking about all corporations. When they say corporations, that's code for Republican, conservative corporations. That's why they're getting rid of the oil and the coal industries and anything that, well, you know, they consider is right controlled or right, you know, liked. Anything that the right likes, we got to get rid of it. For what? Why? I don't know. I don't know what that has to do with anything. And why we don't play their same game, I don't know. But we need to start knocking them back, because I'm tired of losing because our goddamn leaders are too friggin' afraid to stand up, get off their ass, get out of the tanning booths, put down the bags of Cheetos, put out the cigarettes, wipe their tears, and start doing some stuff. Fight, for Christ's sakes. I know it sucks. You got to fight. But, you know, look, you don't want to fight, you got to resign. I don't think anything of you. If you resigned, hey, good. We'll get somebody in there that wants to fight. And that's what we need. We need a fighter. We need Rockies, a whole bunch of them. But with this data mining that they have, finding out all this information, and it just keeps getting more and more and more. The more you learn, the more you just, you're stymied at every word. But they have several ways of finding out all kinds of different information. They're saying that, well, it's impractical in the classroom, but don't think for one second that they're not going to be doing some of this stuff. They've got a facial camera on all the students so they can identify the face. Are they sad? Are they happy? Are they this? Are they that? Why they need to do it, I don't know. But if the teacher's really concerned, maybe the teacher could pull the kid off to the side and say, hey, you got a problem, kiddo? I can help. You know? Maybe the teacher could do a little bit of investigating if she's really that concerned or he's that concerned. We don't need facial cameras on students. We don't need to be spying on students. You don't need to be the goddamn NSA. It's a friggin' classroom. Your job is to shut the hell up and teach the goddamn students. Stick to the three R's and you don't have to worry about anything. Keep your stupid opinions to yourself because nobody's interested and the children don't need to hear it. So what they do is they've got these, they want to see if they're stressed out and check and see if they have confidence. And are they fatigued? So they've got a pressure mouse on a computer. It can measure the pressure of the student. Oh, are they this? Are they that? Facial cameras. They've got this skin-conducted, like, sensor that they put around the wrists. I don't know if it does with the brain waves or they're finding out all this information with this, but, I mean, do we really need this? It's got an MRI. I guess it's like an MRI. They can tell... I guess it's an actual MRI or something like that. I don't know exactly what it does, but we don't need this stuff. We don't need to be spending literally billions of dollars every state to get this crap. Open up a goddamn book and, well, start teaching that. Teach your kids to open up a book and read. Maybe they might learn something. I don't know. I mean, I think if we... just got back down to the basics and the simplicities of education, I think we'd be all right. We'd be much better off. I mean, high-tech stuff, fine, okay, but you got to stick with the basics. And the basics is simple education, how to learn. How do I find out this new information? That's another thing. They're not teaching the students how to learn. They're just teaching for the test. Here's the answers to the test, and when you take the test, you'll pass. And then when you get in the real world, well, I got all the answers to all these questions, but I don't understand them. And that's a son of a bitch who'll be the next goddamn president. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Here it is. Here's some stuff that I wanted to get. I know I'm going long. But this Common Core is important. This is stuff that, I mean, complete takeover of your child's mind, for Christ. That's not what it is. Over their mind. So this is what they're teaching, 6 years old. How to be angry. And these are the same people that are calling the Tea Party angry. Well, if you've ever been to a Tea Party, I mean, I'm a cusser. I cuss all the time. I'm sorry. I say all kinds of words. I'm an ex-sailor.
What do you want?
I mean, really. I don't mind words. Words have never offended me. I don't really get all freaky over... I mean, there's a lot of words that I don't like because they're stupid. But cuss words have never... I've never gotten all freaked out over them. So, whatever. But I'm a cusser. But when you go to these seat parties, I mean, I notice I'm not even cussing. And it's not about that. There's nobody saying, oh, we hate the liberals. We hate these people. We want to burn them. Grab a flag. Let's set the son of a bitch on fire. Let's burn Hillary Clinton in effigy. Burn Barack Obama in effigy. No, we don't do that. Not even close. There is no anger at a tea party. What you're seeing, you're seeing some frustration because we can see what road to take that will, you know, lead us to the promised land, but we're taking the road that, well, leads us over the edge of the friggin' earth. Now we got to drop a million miles and then land into a big giant pile of dung. So yeah, there is going to be some natural frustration there. But this is what these people want to teach. And I got to get to the rest of the story. Teaching the students about how to simply win the argument. Not develop the facts by research. Not developing a plan on how to debate. No, there's no plan. The only plan is just win the argument. Worst case, worst, just, you know, call him a racist. So we're going to read each sentence. Choose the emotional word or phrase to complete each one. The little girl does not like or can't stand wearing her boots. Correct answer is can't stand. Not does not like. The little girl does not like wearing her boots. No. The little girl can't stand wearing her boots. Why is that? Why am I bringing attention to that? Can't stand? I see in a kid, a six-year-old, I see a little six-year-old throwing a goddamn temper tantrum. That's what that's about. Can't stand it. Oh, I can't stand that tea party. Kids, blank, this is number two. The kids, blank, their parents to take them to the zoo. Well, you've got two choices here. Asked. The kids asked their parents to take them to the zoo. Or the kids begged their parents to take them to the zoo. Guess which one's the correct answer? Yes, that's right. Begged. Teach a student how to be polite in asking their parents in a polite and orderly and, you know, respectful and kind way. No, you've got to throw a goddamn little temper tantrum and beg her. My mom always blank me to clean my room. Tells or nags? Yes, that's right, nags. My mom always nags me to clean my room. Why are you teaching six-year-old kids that this is the correct answer? I mean, do you see what I mean? I mean, do you see the indoctrination here? I do. I don't like it. I think that's ridiculous. There's no excuse for that. They're 6 years old, for Christ's sakes. Come on. There's no reason for that. Nags, beg, they're trying to teach you to not like your parents. What is the point of this? No wonder parents are, you know, once parents start finding out what the hell's going on with this Common Core, they're up in arms. They don't like it. And they're pissed. And if you're out there listening right now and you've never heard of this Common Core, you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, get on YouTube, start watching videos. Start reading. Just type in Google it. Type in Common Core. Type in Common Core problems. You'll see all kinds of stuff in there. Do your own research. Let's see. I think I had something else in here. We've covered that. We've covered this. And I know I got this. But anyway, let me see if I can finish this damn article now. So officials with the Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium. Oh, my Lord. Are you kidding me? The Smarter Balanced Assessment Consortium? All right, I just lost my breakfast again. Come on. One of the two groups charged with providing testing and learning materials. That the schools will be given testing options to help defray the costs. Pukes woman Jacqueline King said the consortium is committed to keeping the testing and assessment component of Common Core from breaking the state's banks. The assessment tests are built to run on the computer systems that the schools have today, King said. All they need are the basic requirements, and we are keeping the bandwidth as small as possible. Okay, this story is boring me. In addition, with the federal government providing states with a local $350 million in aid to make the transition to Common Core. But see, this is another thing. I mean, they come up with all these bizarre harebrained ideas, completely overhaul, completely change everything, but they have no idea how much it's going to cost. And why? Well, they don't plan. Why do they not plan? Well, one, they don't know how to. They've got a staff, their job. You come up with the plan, I'll put my name on it, we'll sell it. That's what they do. Again, I'm sorry, but I think every bill, every vote that you take, you need to sign your name. That's your real vote. That's your legal vote. That I have fully read and understand this bill, and I am voting either yay or nay. Or present. And you must sign your name. If you are the President of the United States and you are signing a bill into law, above your signature should state the following: I have fully read and understand this bill and take full responsibility for its implementation. That's what needs to be on these bills. You think that'll ever happen? Are you kidding me? Come on. The government does everything they can to keep any responsibility away from them. They're all in charge, but nobody's responsible. Now, how can that be? I mean, here you have a Secretary of State. You have a President of the United States. You have Secretary of Defense. You have Joint Chiefs of Staff, and nobody's goddamn in charge. Ambassador gets killed, three other brothers. Nobody's in charge. Are you kidding me? Still, no one is disputing that implementing the Common Core program will cost states, which could make it unpopular with taxpayers. As well as parents who support local control of what kids are taught. Finally, parents are starting to wake up, even teachers, liberal teachers are starting to wake up to this crap. Liberalism and progressivism just can't work in America. We're a different breed. We're a different group. We're one group. We come in every color, every shape, every size, every level of stupidity. Some of us are pretty, and some of us are ugly. It's just the way it is. But we're all one group, American. At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially. Oh, no, the economy's getting better. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, 6.7% unemployment. Oh, man, it's going down. Oh, yeah. Oh, the economy's going, it's booming. Oh, it's great. Everybody's coming back. We still got more work to do. And, you know, and you gotta stop with all these phony scandals. And let me get back to working for the middle class, because that's why I'm here. What middle class? The few stragglers that are left? Is that what you mean by the middle class? You got to work on them? Yeah, I'm sure you do. You got to get them the hell out of there as soon as possible. Is that what you mean by work on them, huh? Work for the middle class? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So those districts struggling to stay afloat financially because of Democratic rule, they don't spend their money wisely, and now they need the government to bail them out? No. Look, you're not going to manage your company wisely. You deserve to go out of business. I don't want to hear it. You're not going to manage your state wisely. You deserve to go out of business. And you people who voted for this son of a bitch into office, you deserve it. You should have done a little bit more homework and found out this guy was a piece of garbage, and you voted the bastard in. And now your state goes bankrupt, and you want help? For what? Help you pack. Maybe you can move out of the country. Go live in Europe then. Look, I'm sorry, but the only way to learn a lesson is you got to take responsibility. You screw up, well, you got to pay the price. You know what I mean? You want to dance, you got to pay the band. At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, I swear to God, it's going to take me forever to get through this sentence. The cost in this massive, unfunded mandate to these states will undoubtedly fall on the backs of the taxpayers. Glenn Wright, executive director of the Eagle Forum, said that funding aside, none of these estimates take into account the greatest cost to children, parents, and teachers, the massive transfer of power from state and local school systems to faceless, unelected federal bureaucrats.
Mm. Yeah.
My God, the story just goes on and on and on. These people, look, media. I mean, can we just get to a point? I mean, I don't need all the just the stupid, just gobbledygook. No wonder these newspapers are going out of goddamn business, all the ink they're spending. I mean, my God, you can do some of these stories in just a couple of sentences. Some of them you need a few paragraphs. Okay, fine. But they just ramble and babble on. I mean, I even edited this. And it's still, just get to a point. Look, we know the point. It's too expensive. But that's not the real point. That's the point. The media doesn't get the point. They're not talking about the point. This has nothing to do with how expensive it is. Look, if it's really worth it, it shouldn't be too expensive. One, they're not spending their money wisely because, one, they don't know how. And two, it's not fun. Too many of their friends need to benefit so they can get reelected again. That's another thing that this is all about. But nobody in the media, certainly nobody in the government, can see that this is a bad program, that this is nothing about indoctrination. And yes, they will be rewriting history books. And now you're going to have your children learning history that didn't happen. Why? Well, so they can end up hating the Republicans, hating the Tea Party. They've got these kids indoctrinated. Every single kid, you go to kindergarten, they know they hate the Tea Party. They've been told. The television tells them. The teachers tell them. The principals tell them. I'm sure some of these, their parents tell them. Tea Party's racist. I don't know why or how they get that. I mean, you go to a Tea Party, you can be any color. You can be anybody. That's what it's about. It's about for everybody. It's not just one group. That's just for the gray-haired, old, white Republicans, the rich ones, the richies. It's for everybody. Are you an American citizen? Okay. That's what we're for. Period. We don't care about your stupid race. We don't give a damn. It's irrelevant. Quit bringing it up. We're not interested. Are you an American citizen? Okay. The goddamn conversation is now over. That's all you need to know. I'm getting sick and tired of bringing up all these so-called stupid fights that just aren't a fight. Democrats are out there fighting all these fights that don't exist, and the Republicans are, all the fights that do exist, well, they're sitting on the sidelines watching the show, criticizing. Like those two old codgers on the Muppets would sit up there in their balcony seats up there and criticize. That's Mr. King, Mr. McConnell, Mr. McCain, Mr. Boehner. Gentlemen, if you ain't going to fight, get the hell out. You see a fight to fight, you got to fight it. I'm sorry, but there's a lot of fights that need to be fought. I mean, Common Core is a huge fight, a big fight, big, 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 it's big. You don't believe me? Do some research. I'm sure by now you know a little bit of something. If you don't, do some research. You'll find out how really big this is. Watch people. Listen to people. Read. You got to do your own research and get both sides. You listen to the pro Common Core. I mean, they talk about a lot of things, but they don't talk about anything. And I'm not an expert on Common Core by any stretch, but I do know enough of what I know, and what I know I don't like, and the country can't afford it. Not only monetarily can we not afford it, but we just can't afford to have our society stupid. That's dangerous. How is that not going to directly affect the sovereignty of this nation? We got nothing but stupid people in the military. If we're all stupid, how are we going to win a war? We're going to be shooting our own selves? Or not shooting when we should be shooting? I mean, I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen. I'm just saying that we can't have a bunch of stupid people in our society. The object is to make smart people, not stupid people. But see, they can't control the smart people, so they've got to make more stupid people. That way they've got the control, the power over you. And you vote them in to do it to you. You're voting for your own demise. And why? Because you got snookered in. You bought the snake oil. Yeah, and did it cure your little ailment? How about that hope and change, huh? That snake oil take care of that hope and change for you? It did. Really? Wow. Not that Common Core is a bad program, but that it's too expensive. We can't get the media to talk about how bad the program is, but we can talk about the expense. Again, they're missing the point. Well, how is this going to fare for the Democrats in the next 2014 election? Not how it's going to fare for the students, the American people, having a society of stupid people. No, it has nothing to do with it, but how much is it going to cost? How is it going to affect the race, the 2014 arrest for the Democrats? How is that going to affect that? How is that going to make the president look? Not how it's going to make America look, but how it's going to make the president look. How it's going to make the Democrats look. How it's going to make the Republicans look. How it's going to make the governor look. Never the American people. Never how it's going to make the American people look. Never how it's going to affect the students. A six-year-old student is now being trained to hate. And hate the Tea Party. I'm sorry, but that's all this is. It's getting that mindset, folding informing these minds so everybody thinks the same way. So now when they have that control, if anyone thinks outside that box, well, they're going to be punished. And they start with the young'uns, the kindergartners, 5 and 6 years old, 7 years old. It keeps getting more and more and more, 8, 9, 10. And you can read some of these books. I've read some of these textbooks. You can find this stuff out there. Let's see. Here's the title of a book. This is for primary grades. Get a pencil out there and write this down. The title of the book is called Children and the United Nations. Now, you can even go online. I found a site online. And I can't remember what the hell it was. I think I got it here somewhere. But you can go online and you can read these books. You can read it. Not all of them, but you can read a lot of them. The one site that I found, you could actually read the different grades. You can read it. Some of them you couldn't, they didn't have up, but they had a lot of the pages. You can thumb through the pages and you can read. You can read what they have. It's like the teacher's edition or something like that. I don't have it on here. I wish I did. But in any event, go out there and research it. The title of the book is called Children and the United Nations. That right there should just scare the living bejesus out of you. Now, here's a couple of chapters out of this book. Let's see. On the back of the book is a line. It says it's aligned with the Common Core. The level is T/U. Under the category of how to make a better world. In any event, the title of the book, Children and the United Nations, this is for primary grades. This is one of their curriculum books that they want you, the kids, to read. And the chapters are the history and why we need it and the founding and development of UNICEF. They got another book. The title of the book is We the Peoples. We the Peoples. I'm not making that up. They got an S. We the Peoples. A look at the United Nations. Let's see. Here's a passage here. I want to read this. A passage from the book talking about the Declaration of Human Rights. And I forgot about this. I want to read this here. It stated that no one should be denied his or her rights because of race, gender, religion, or national origin. Well, we got that in our Constitution, too. It took us a while to get it all the way that way, but it has been that way for a long time. We need to start accepting it because it's there and it's true. We want to be equal. We need to consider ourselves equal. We don't consider ourselves more or less. We don't put hyphenated American names. That's not what we are. We're an American. We're not African-American. We're not Chinese-American. I'm not. I got nothing but German in me. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed kraut. Nothing but pure, absolute Aryan blood running through my veins. But I am not a German-American. I am an American. I'm like second and a half generation. Half my grandparents came over, and the other ones, their sisters and parents came over, and they weren't over here very long, and they were born. I'm an American. We're all equal. We're all one. We're all one people. But it went further, this quote goes. It said that everyone has the right to equal pay for equal work and to be paid enough to care for his or her family. So they want you to have some menial job and get paid a whole bunch of money so you can go out and buy boats and all this and that, which will not work. Because the price of boats will be out of your range and you're not going to get any more money. You can keep raising the minimum wage all you want to, but you're not going to get ahead with raising the minimum wage. You want to earn more income, get another job. Get trained, do this, do that. Think, for Christ's sakes. If you can't use your goddamn brain, then get rid of it. But think. How can I do this? What can I do? Don't just expect to do the same menial task and just become a goddamn millionaire. No, you got to get off your ass. You got to be creative. I'm sorry. But there's no reason that somebody who's going out there earning millions of dollars should only be able to keep the same amount as some freaking fry cook. So equal right for equal work, or equal pay for equal work. Be paid enough to care for his or her family. It said everyone has the right to some paid holidays from work.
Okay.
It said everyone has the right to food, clothing, shelter, education, and health care. It also said that everyone has the right to Social Security in old age and in sickness. See, they just see the surface of everything. They don't see how to get that. Well, there's conservatives do see how to get it. But because the people have to take responsibility in order to get it, that's where the Democrats come in. Well, why should you go out and earn it when we can just give it to you? So vote for me. Oh, okay. Our changing planet. This is what they want. This is what they want your little children to read. I'm not saying that you got to. I'm not a book burner. I'm a firm believer in freedom of a freedom. Period. You can write anything you want to. You can publish anything you want to. No matter how disgusting and rude and crude and socially unacceptable it is. But you, yourself, you have to be responsible within you, and you have to learn that responsibility. You have to decide for yourself, is that a book that I want to continue reading? Is that the kind of material that I want to read, or do I want to read something else? Well, but there are certain things that you don't really need to have your children being taught because you know what it is. They're being taught a certain philosophy that maybe you as a parent do not subscribe to and do not want your children being, well, indoctrinated into that. That's why the teacher should not be concerned with any kind of anything other than just a simple education, the academics. I know it's tough that you got to keep your mouth shut, but all you got to do is the academics. That's it. Now, once you get into high school and you can start having more and more, there's debates and discussions. Okay, fine. But when you're 6, 7 years old, you do not need to be taught how to be angry and only just win the argument. Don't get the facts. You got to teach the facts. And the history of the United Nations, why we need it. Oh, so they can control. It's all about... What it is, it's all about the New World Order. It's all about one big government, and we all fit under one rule. I'm not interested in that. I'm not. I know. Do you want that? Well, it's coming. You doubt me? Well, get out here and start looking at stuff. Look up Agenda 21. Look up Common Core. Start looking at this stuff. This is real stuff. I don't want a new world order. I don't want to be controlled by somebody thousands of miles away from me. I'm going to be controlled by one person and one person only, and that is me. Here's some chapters of Our Changing Planet that your grade school kids need to be reading. What is climate and how does it change? Well, if you study the sun, but what they mean, this is, it's Republicans. They're running those oil-driven cars, and trains and planes. See, it's okay for a liberal to have a big, giant SUV. It's okay for a liberal Al Gore to be having, you know, big jets and SUVs, entourages. He's got a home. Just one of his homes alone burns more electricity a day than some cities. But it's okay for them. But just not for the peasants. Are humans changing the climate? No. Why did he even bring this up? Well, because they've got to give the Republicans a bad name. That's all this stuff is about. The scientific debate, is climate change real? Well, you know what? That's an oxymoron right there. If it's scientific, there is no debate. That's number one. Science is supposed to be fact. Yeah, there's a lot of theory because they don't have the facts. Okay. But I think we've got enough facts to know that, well, if you just study the history of planet Earth, a lot of questions are answered just by that. And then you study the sun. I mean, a lot of the stuff is just common stuff, common sense stuff. And all the people that are out there complaining about how bad oil cars are and all this, and burning coal and burning oil and all this, they have no idea how addicted to oil that they really are. You get rid of the oil, first of all, you're going to have to get rid of the bottoms of most shoes. A lot of women's clothing, rayons, nylons, any kind of on, it's all made from oil. A lot of their lipsticks, some of their other makeup, all that hand lotion that they glob all over themselves, all made from oil and the container that it comes in. They can drive a car, but they're complaining about people burning oil and we're killing the environment. Well, then if you're so concerned, then get rid of your car. So they walk around, I mean, they drive around in their cars, even though they got a Prius, so what? It's still run by gas. It does a little bit of electric, but you can't lock yourself in the car or in the garage, turn on the engine, take a nap and think you're going to wake up. So they fly in planes. They buy all these products made from plastic, buy all their clothing with rayon and nylon and all this, all their hand lotions, all these plastic things, all rubber. There's no real rubber anymore. It's all made synthetic from oil. Every container is all black. I mean, it's all plastic. Plastic comes from oil. It's okay for them to use it. But it's the Republicans' fault because they're in the oil industry. And we've got to stop using oil. Well, you know, you stop using oil, these people are going to be the first ones complaining. They think by getting rid of the coal plants, well, okay, we're planet's going to be saved. We got more ice on the poles than we've had in, I don't know how many years. We don't have any control over the climate. It's a stupid argument. But they've got to find ways to blame the conservatives. That's all this is about. That's all this is. This new world order is a progressive liberalism that has spread all over the world. Well, what are the Muslims going to be thinking about this? You think they're going to be liking some of this stuff? I don't think so. Why are we going along with it? I don't know. I don't have the answer for this. Other than we need to stop it. Let's see. We only got a couple more minutes left. What are some of these other chapters here? How could climate change affect the natural world? How could climate change affect humans? What's being done? How can you help? Well, first, the thing that you can do to help is shut up. Learn some science, and then shut up. So let's see. They're going to talk about the ACLU. They talk about coal power, clean air, social issues, gay and lesbian issues, hate crimes. They've got a book entitled The U.S. Sent. These are books that they want you to read, and they're little libraries. These are Common Core curriculum books. And this is what they call nonfiction books. A U.S. Senator, Daniel K. I can't remember it. I can't pronounce his name. Inhui, whatever. No problem with teaching kids about politicians and their contributions to freedom and the country, but when it is nothing but liberal politicians and no conservatives, you can't help but think that's a little politically driven. I got another book, Sonia Sotomayor, An American Story. Clarence Thomas, you got a book about him in there? That Daniel Inhofe, I think he was with Hawaii. He was in Hawaii. I can't remember what the whole deal was. I think he was gay or something. And they got to make a kado about the whole thing. It's like, first of all, nobody cares. You know what they care about? They care about how much money you're taking out of their pocket every month. They care about how much food they no longer have on their goddamn table. They care about their little daughter and their little son with the freaking diseases that are killing them, and they're trying to get health care, but they can't get on the goddamn website. They lost their health care that they did have because daddy lost his job and mommy lost her hours. That's what they care about. They don't care about who the son of a bitch is sleeping with. They care about how it affects the whole country. That's what people care about. How does it affect them? Look, Americans don't want to be bothered with this crap. They want to live their lives, man. They want to be free. They want to, you know, take a vacation every now and then. They want to go to the lake and swim. They want to get on a boat, just screw around out there on a boat. Some people, they got enough money, they get on a cruise ship. Or they buy their own goddamn yacht, sail across the world. But we're Americans, man. We barbecue. We have fun. We're Americans. We're neighbors. We get out. We throw parties. We want to live. We want to have fun. I mean, what's the point of living in a government-mandated, government-built ghetto and you can't get out of it? Because if you do, you might interrupt the land for the goddamn animals. Look, we've been living with animals since, well, we were who we are. I think we're doing a pretty good job. I mean, I don't like dams. I'm not a big fan of dams, got to say. I think it's really screwed up the fishing industry. Exactly what could have been done, I think we could have thought a little bit harder, but I think I would like to see the dams go away and we find other ways to get electric power. Maybe we can start bringing some fish back. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, all of this. How come no one talks about that? Look, people on the right, you know, we do believe in a certain level of animal rights. Nobody on the right is out just killing animals. Hunters just don't go out and just start slaughtering animals. My God. And then Joe Namath wears that coat. And oh, my Lord, how dare him wear that coat. Why? He wore a nice coat. It's a nice coat. If I could afford it, I'd wear it too. It's cold. Plus, he's Broadway Joe, man. The guy wants to walk around with a fur coat like that, let him. Oh, but you killed an animal. Really? They're walking around with leather. Oh, no, I don't wear that. I don't do this. Yeah, these hypocrites. They're idiots. They're so blind, they think that they're actually doing something. They think that they're actually caring for people. I mean, there is that fine line. I talked about it yesterday. It's a very fine line between love and hate. You can love something so much that you actually end up hating. And that's where I see the left. And this is where we got to turn our ship and head back to port here. Because we're dangerously running out of time. I got through one story today. It took me 2 hours to get through one story. And I didn't even read all of it. I didn't even read half of it. Not even three quarters of it. But do yourself a favor. Go out there and look at this Common Core if you don't know anything about it. Do some research. Find out more. Go to your school. Find out what they know. Find out what they're teaching your kids. And don't let them get away with it. All right, everybody, thanks again for listening today, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody. You feel that?